Delbert Bland farms some 3,000 acres of Vidalias in the southern part of the growing region. He says his crop is ready to go.
We're shipping onions.
That's Mike Bowers, former state attorney general and now Bland's lawyer. He says a court ruling Tuesday will not change his client's plans. The judge ruled he wouldn't stop the state from enforcing its shipping date, but Bowers says that's irrelevant because of a court decision last month that said the commissioner's shipping date isn't enforceable. Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black disagrees.
I'm telling you that the rule is in effect, and we have a number of options open to us, and we'll consider those when and if something takes place.
The options include fining growers or even revoking their licenses. The state has the power to do that because it owns the trademark on Vidalias. This is the first year Black has imposed a date to prevent growers from shipping earlier. He contends the quality of the onions has suffered in recent years because of early shipping.
If he goes after my client, that's abuse of power.
That's Bowers again, who says he dares the commissioner to penalize his client for shipping his onions this week. So if you see Vidalias in your grocery store this weekend, know that there have been a lot of legal fees already invested in them, and it appears more to come. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.